村长，from the highest temple, we go down. We go down to the reincarnation, go back to the, go back to the reincarnation. Yeah, then, so there are four basic, you know, outlines, that, to think about, to analyze about reincarnation. The proof in the reincarnation that, by reasoning, there should be preliminary, similar type, continuation of the consciousness, similar to the similar, continuation of consciousness, that was a similar type to this present consciousness. So like this, why our mind can remember yesterday, why our mind can remember things which we did yesterday, is because there's a continuation of consciousness, there's a continuation of today's, today's consciousness, that which is as a similar type. continuation of consciousness. There is continuation of, continuation of today's consciousness. which is similar type to today's consciousness. That happened, you know. So without that, you know, today's conscience can remember. today's our mind can remember what we did yesterday. There's no way to remember this. So there's the previous continuity of of this mind. So similar, there was a previous continuity of the previous continuity of this year consciousness, which is similar type. So like this, so similar, the consciousness, this life consciousness, which took place on the fertilized egg in mother's womb. So there has to be, previous continuity. That was a similar type to this present life consciousness. So that there should be a continuity, our consciousness that took place on the fertilized egg, there should be a continuity before that. There should be continuity of the consciousness which took place on the fertilized egg. There should be continuity there should be previous continuity, you see. And the very first second consciousness, consciousness took place on the fertilized egg, the very first second consciousness, there should be continuity before that. Otherwise, that without that, if without that, without that, the without the previous continuity concept, without previous continuity of that very first second consciousness took place on the fertilized egg, without depending on the previous continuity, the consciousness, there's no way this first second consciousness which took place on the fertilized egg, there's no way that it comes in existence. How is possible this our consciousness to exist, without depending on previous continuity of this our consciousness. Without that, there's no way that this present our consciousness to exist. There's no way to exist today's consciousness without depending on the previous continuity. Yesterday's consciousness. So exactly same. Like this. The consciousness which took place in the fertilized egg, no way to exist previous continuity of that. That which is previous continuity, which is similar type to the consciousness took place on the fertilized egg, you see. It has been that. So, for example, you see, the corn cannot grow. From banana, corn cannot grow. Corn has to come from, by depending on, you see, previous continuity, which is similar type, you see, to the present phenomenal corn, you see, which is similar type of that. So it has come, you see, the corn has come from its own previous continuity, a similar type, you see, the corn. It cannot come from banana, So banana has come from its own previous continuity, which is similar type. And it cannot come from corn. Banana cannot come from corn. Complete separate phenomena. the consciousness doesn't come, therefore consciousness doesn't come from the body. Mind is not caused by the body, which is a completely different phenomena, substantial. Which is substantial with the color and shapes, like that. Like the earth cannot cause space, and space cannot cause earth, at least space is not caused by, you see, earth is not caused by space. Earth has its own evolution. It's its own cause. So outside, outside crops, you see. which is exist now. They exist by depending on That depends on the previous continuity, which is similar type, which is similar, I see. Which is similar type. Mm. So similar from our stem, the in case of mind, you know. Our consciousness, that which took place in the mother's, that which took place on the fertilized egg in the mother's womb. It exists by depending on, its own previous continuity, its similar type. which takes place in the fertilized, which took place on the fertilized egg, there's no way to come in existence. You know? reincarnation. There is past life. Therefore, there is past life. So the second thing. proven the reincarnation by having the previous cause previous cause which produces, I say, this present, which produces this present mind. So, for example, the previous seed, the seed of the chili, you see, the chili came from its own previous cause, that was the seed, the seed of chili, the seed which produces the chili, you see. I think here is talking about the nearest cause. this delicious nectar came from its own cause, which results in this present durian. So, same thing. Our consciousness, that which took place on the fertilized egg in mother's womb. it came from its own, like a seed. You see, consciousness which existed before taking place on the fertilized egg, so you see, like those, the seed of the fruit, you know, the previous one's main emphasis is similar type, you see, the the consciousness, you know. The consciousness which formless colors service this this phenomena. It has come from its own previous continuity, similar. It has to have, you see, it has come from its own previous continuity with a similar type. So many impulses are similar type. You see, it cannot come from the body, not from other things. So here the second part of the, in talking about, so by using example external, you see, like the fruits and so forth, you see, the nearest cause, see, which produce this result. So there's a little bit, you know, differences. So by this, also one should understand that it doesn't come from our mind, it didn't come from parents' mind, no. It didn't come from a separate mind. You see, this mind didn't come from another mind, you see. You know, it didn't come from parents' mind, you see. So this came from its own, our present consciousness, our consciousness, this life consciousness, or the consciousness to place on the fertilized egg, came from, see, the nearest cause, the direct cause, you see, conscience which exists just before taking place on the fertilized egg, you know. Then the third one is very effective very effective to meditate for meditation and also to explain about reincarnation. The identifying, the proving the reincarnation by habituation, habituation. It is said in the teachings, the child which is just born now, the mind of the child, the child which is just born now, and this child mind, this has habituation before. This mind had habituation before. Because because it is mind. Example, I'll repeat again. The child who is just born now, that child mind has habituation, some habituation before, because it is a mind. Example, the anger and attachment that is, because example, the present disease, the attachment and attachment, the angry mind. So what he's saying is that you see, that if you see, if there was no delusion at all, you see, if you didn't have delusion, attachment, anger yesterday, there's no reason why to have delusion today. You know, if one didn't have delusion at all yesterday, there's no reason to have delusion. There's nothing which causes to have delusion today. If there was no delusion yesterday, if you didn't have delusion yesterday, so same thing. Same thing if last year, if you didn't have any delusion, no anger, attachment at all, then there nothing. There, you see, there wouldn't be. Then there wouldn't be and there wouldn't be any delusion, you know, ignorance and attachment in this here. But there's no cause for this to happen. You know? So there's no way that it can, and there's no way that this comes into existence. So same. If there was no delusion, you see, why there's from birth time, you see, in childhood time, why there's anger, why there's attachment, why there's this ignorance or this, you know, jealousness and so forth, ignorance, or this delusion, jealousness and so forth. So, what child is born like that? if there was no delusion in the past life, you know, you see, life before this, if there was no delusion, no ignorance, no anger, attachment, jealousness, so forth, then you see, if there's no habituation, you know, in the past, there's no reason at all. So, there's no reason at all. See, you see, what child is born? Child is born with all this mind. There's no reason. See, there's no cause for that. So therefore, you see, if there was no previous habituation, if there was no delusion in the past life. The child wouldn't be born like this. The child would be born without ignorance, without anger, without attachment, without jealous mind, all this, you know, without all this delusion. Child would be born without all these problems, without all these emotional problems. So the child is born like this, that's because previous habituation, you know, because there's continuation before that. That is issue all these problems. emotional problems. That is used as an example, you know. So the mind, the child who just born, that child mind, it had a previous habituation. It depends on the previous habituation. So, because that is the way how the mind, that's the way how the mind is existing. It is a mind that depends on previous, you see, the previous habituation. So it is said by great Pandit Lohan Bawo, whose mind, whose capacity of mind has no clear, who doesn't have, the mind which doesn't have a clear potential. the ignorant mind. No, it's not intelligent, ignorant mind. don't remember word by word. So the essence of what it's saying is that so you see, seeking for food, you know, seeking for food. Seeking for food and seeking for drink, milk. Seeking for food and seeking for milk. seeking to drink milk. You see. Seeking to eat food and seeking to drink milk. without being taught by others. Without being taught by others.
Mm.
See, without depending on others to teach.
Mm.
So that means, for example, animals. You see, the baby. See, the baby, they care, you know, baby of cows care. just born, see, immediately. Just born, see, immediately goes to, see, immediately. they suck to, go to suck the milk from the breast, you see, from the mother's breast. You see, so forth, you know, seeking for food, eaten, you see. when the calf was in mother's womb, didn't go to school, didn't go to school, didn't do any training, you know. there was no school in the womb. in mother's womb, to training for, say, during this time, you know, how to suck milk and how to suck, where to go, which part of the body to look for, and you know, or how the breast looks like, and you know, there's no training in the womb. nobody gives training in the womb. anyway, so yeah, so just come out, and then you see immediately look for the breast, you know, then. If your mother touched her, then you suck the milk. So, I remember seeing in the TV that the kangaroo baby, you know, the kangaroo baby. Actually, when it came out, it's very hard to recognize this baby. Looks like blood. Looks like blood going up in the pocket. You know, sort of blood. You know, some kind of running up from the door, from the organ. You know, then going up in the pocket. So it's a very tiny one. It's a very tiny one, going like this. So going up, then the kangaroo mother staying like this. Then the baby, you know, going up, the tiny piece, you know, going up in the pocket. So. See, there's nobody taught. In the womb, you see. nobody trained. you know how to go in the pocket, to where the pocket is. So anyway, then same thing. The birds making nest. those are making it so difficult to make nests. You know, so difficult. You have to collect one by one. This, you know, grass or whatever. And they, how they make, there's so much wind and all these things, many obstacles. So they make all this nest on the tree, while there's so many obstacles, you know, they, by collecting piece by piece, then they make the nest. So this, there's no training. The parents didn't give any, see. they were born in that, but the parents didn't teach how to make them, you know, like human beings, they learn handicraft from somebody else. So anyway, and the same, you know, as the animals, you see, certain animals, as soon as they see, they eat, you know, there's something to be eaten, or there's something to see. As soon as they see that animal, and they get angry, you know, even see, as soon as they see another type of animal, the image they get angry and they attack. That you see, so there's all these things that we see immediately the things happen. Isn't it? It's not that type of animal, then immediately they get angry and attack. so all this without being taught by parents, without being taught by anybody, you see, this is natural. This is happening. So, however, so all these things that, so without being taught by others, You see, so in the West, so according to Western's philosophy or say explanation. Or say biology or whatever, or say science or whatever it's called. So, because the in the culture, in the education, in the culture, in the Western education, in the culture, there is no knowledge of reincarnation. There is no, you see, no knowledge of that there's a mind before this life. You know, so therefore, so there's a knowledge of karma. You know, you see, things depend on karma. You know, the past karma, whatever happened this life, depends on the temporal past karma. since there's no that this education. So therefore, all this kind of things. Then you see the answer is the instinct. So it's all instinct. So it's stopped by that. It's instinct. No, so stopped by that. You see. So actually, one need to analyze. You see, one need to analyze why. One need to analyze the instinct. Without stopping there, so one need to analyze further. Without stopping there, one need to have deeper understanding by going further. So in Buddhism, now all the in the Western culture, in this education, what's called instinct. So in Buddhism, so that's not instinct. It's a all this not instinct. It's not happening just without cause. All this is due to past. It's habituation. Previous life habituation. Previous life, you know, as a mind got habituated. It's left imprint on the mind. So therefore, this life, this naturally going to sour milk. So the without being taught by others, you know. go to sour milk and go to breeze to sour milk. So all this able to make all this incredible nest, you know, on the trees or so certain animals, but as soon as you see, as soon as they see just an angry attack. So all these things have previous imprint, previous habit. So for the for similar the child born, child, the different child was born, born with a compassionate nature, doesn't want to harm others, you know, kill insects. Then when the child sees beating other children, or you know, the child cries when the child sees another child is being beaten by others, or insect being killed, and the child cries. So compassionate and very tolerant, and you see, however, like this. So that's the previous habit, you know, came from habituation. Previous mind was trained that way. Then child was born with a very impatient nature, very jealous nature, very all these things, very bad temper, you know. So however, so that's due to that shows. That shows the previous habituation has been that way, different, you know, in a negative way. So that, so today's attachment was due to previous, you know, time, also habit, you see. past years or past weeks, months, past years or habit, you know, so it came from that. So like the same thing, So like the same thing, you know, from birth time, so that's the previous habit. Privet have different privet imprint, you see. So, like this. So about this, you know. So now, so the reason why, why it is difficult to meditate, you know, why it's difficult to have perfect concentration, why the mind is so disturbed, so distracted, why it's not easy, why one can't meditate, you know, so easily without any distraction, you see, why it is difficult, why the mind is kind of, you see, immediately cannot do good concentration, but there's so many distractions. The same explanation. And that why there's so many obstacles, why to practice Dharma, why it's not so easy to practice Dharma, why it's the other way. Why it's you know, difficult that one need to put so much effort and so it's the same. All this. So now, generally speaking, the delusions and the arises, the attachment and those anger, so forth. the delusion, attachment, so forth, the delusions, they arise very strongly, and they arise continuously, you know. without effort, it's just so easy. And the virtuous thought, the detached mind, or patience, or compassion, or the egoless, you know, the compassion, those things. Even we put effort, even we put so much effort, even we're able to generate, but very weak, and they do not last. You know, even we're able to generate weak and do not last long time. If they last very short time and disappear. So all this for us general people, like this. So all this is due to previous habituation, habituated. Our mind has been habituated towards delusion from beginningless rebirth, from the beginningless rebirth. So that's why it's difficult. You see why it's not easy. Because it has been habituated from beginningless rebirth. In that way, with delusion, you see, habituated that way. So by this, there's past life. There's a consciousness before this, there's a past life. But this is the reason. Then other ones, the other one, the third one is reincarnation, the past life, you know, proved by experience. So that through meditation, due to karma, through meditation, you see, able to remember past life, so things like that. So the past life, so remembering due to karma, due to through meditation, and remember past life. So if there's past life, then that means there's a future life. So it proves. However, the conclusion is that there's no body who realized one life, and that there's no reincarnation. There's nobody who has realized this, who has discovered, except assumed, or one met philosophy, assumed, or you see, lack of knowledge, no one is assumed lack of realization, lack of education, that assumed one that philosophy will believe that there's no reincarnation, one life. So those who have realized that the past life, future life, that there is reincarnation is numberless. Who have realized and who discovered is numberless. So if there's nobody who realizes just one life, you know, that just one life, there's no reincarnation. If there's nobody, then that means it doesn't exist. So also this also may be useful at birth. You see, somebody who doesn't believe in reincarnation, but if the person believes in God, maybe even not even necessary. However, so birth time, birth time, the suffering feeling, so this suffering feeling, suffering is not created by God. In case somebody who believes in God, this suffering feeling at birth time is not created by God. And this suffering feeling is causative phenomena. That means suffering feeling at birth time, is causative phenomena. So that means the cause of this suffering has to exist before the birth. You know, cause of this suffering should exist before the birth. Who created the cause? Who created the cause of that suffering? It's not God, you know. it has to be only one. It has to be only one soul, because who experienced birth time? The suffering is one soul. The suffering feeling at the birth time. So that's caused the phenomena. That's caused the phenomena. So that is easy to accept. It's just somebody who has especially intellectual caused the phenomena. And so that means this is a result. Cause should exist before this result. You see, that means cause should exist before the birth. So then in your mind, which you who create the cause exists before. You see, there's no other way to relate except that once your mind create the cause. You see, mind which create the cause exists before. So there is consciousness before this birth. So that's past life. So even somebody who doesn't accept God, or who accept the nature of the phenomena, even the person doesn't accept God, but who accept the nature of the phenomena, is what is permanent, impermanent. The suffering feeling at birth time is a causative phenomena. What is happy birth, what is suffering feeling or happy feeling, causative phenomena that should accept. causative phenomena. That is the first experience is a result. So if there's a result, it's your cause for that. So this also help to helps to open the mind towards the reincarnation, exist in the past, which life. Yeah, stop here. So the conclusion is that because of the reincarnation in the past future life, basically because there's past life, therefore karma exists. Therefore karma exists. So the conclusion is that because of the reincarnation in the past future life. Because there's past life. Therefore karma exists. Therefore karma exists. Karma exists, you see. Cause of the suffering. Cause need karma is created before this life. You know, which results this life suffering. So including birth time, you see. So cause was created before. So anyway. So there's karma created before this life. So this helps to abandon, to inspire us to abandon that you have freedom, it makes to realize that you have your mind has freedom, and you can abandon the karma, cause of the suffering, and practice good karma, see to achieve happiness. Not only that, then, it helps to achieve happiness in future lives. By the way, this life, and then it helps there. By understanding karma, then it helps to renunciation of samsara, the detached mind to samsara. It helps to achieve liberation from samsara. And then it becomes a basis to generate compassion to other sentient beings. It becomes a basis to generate compassion towards the understanding of reincarnation and the existence of the past, which is like. It helps to generate compassion towards other sentient beings, living as bodhicitta, and that helps to achieve enlightenment, and that helps to bring all sentient, free all sentient beings from all the sufferings, bring them to full enlightenment. So I think I completely destroyed all the timetable or whatever. Thank you.